Radio Prague News.
The Czech government has approved a military training mission to Mali. The Czech National Bank has cut its forecast for 2013 to 0.3% contraction. And a court in Prague has sentenced a Haberfall doctor to 14 years in jail for sexually abusing his assistants. The Czech government on Wednesday approved a military training mission to Mali. The Czech contingent, consisting of up to 50 instructors, should be part of an EU training mission to the African country destabilized by Islamist insurgency, Prime Minister Petr Nečas said. The mission is yet to be approved by the lower house of parliament. The opposition Social Democrat leader Bohuslav Sobotka said, however, his party would agree provided Czech soldiers would not take part in the fighting. Czech instructors should assist in training Malian mechanized infantry troops at various army bases. The mission's budget of around 220 million crowns should be paid for by the Czech Defense Ministry. The Czech National Bank on Wednesday cut its forecast for the country's economy to 0.3% contraction in 2013, down from a previous estimate of 0.2% growth. The central bank also decided to keep the interest rate at a record low of 0.05%, a spokesman for the bank said. Economists expect the interest rate to remain at the current level until the end of 2014. The lower house of parliament on Wednesday voted to accept the government's proposed fiscal legislation for further debate. The so-called fiscal constitution introduces a limit for the country's public debt. It also requires the government to come up with ways of curbing spending if the debt exceeds 40% of GDP. In case the public debt reaches 48% of GDP, the government would be legally bound to cut at least 3% of its spending. The opposition has called for changes to the draft legislation, which they said would narrow the maneuvering space for any future government, regardless of the economic cycle. The Czech operational program Northwest will have to return 2.5 billion crowns of EU funds over problems with project management, the head of the program said on Wednesday, quoting a letter from the European Commission. The Commission, which is expected to officially inform the regional administration of the request in the coming days, said the funds had to be returned over problems with the program's ineffective evaluation system and errors in the individual projects. The Northwest operational program was halted last year, and several of its managers are prosecuted on corruption charges. A court in Prague on Wednesday sentenced a high-profile physician Jaroslav Barták to 14 years in prison for sexually abusing his assistants. Mr. Barták was convicted of assaulting 10 women between 2006 and 2010. The court found the 54-year-old man guilty on 6 charges of rape, 3 charges of sexual assault, as well as on charges of blackmail and restricting personal liberty. Mr. Barták, who co-owns a well-known Prague clinic and has served as the head of a local branch of Lions Club International, has consistently denied all the charges and said he was a victim of a conspiracy, a claim rejected by the court. Czech doctors on Wednesday unveiled a new plan to combat alcoholism in the country. The National Action Plan, as proposed by the Association for Addictive Diseases, should increase public awareness of the issue and make more people with drinking problems undergo treatment, the head of the association, Petr Popov, said. One of the new strategies should curb people's consumption of alcohol rather than make them give it up for good. The Czech Republic ranks among the countries with the highest consumption of alcohol in the world, with each Czech over 15 years of age annually consuming nearly 17 liters of pure alcohol. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The coming days should be mostly overcast with rain or snow in higher places. Daytime highs should range between -1 and +3 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.